One thing that I was wondering, is there a standard control that you use to connect the different things, like you're in a topic and it goes and highlights the topic in the text or whatever? Is there a particular type of control that, like, is there one of these NXT or sorry, net controls?
I
I don't know why I'm not.
think there is. Just because the topic box and all this is based on what's it called? Night text area or something. In-text area, whatever it is. It has some sort of highlighted stuff there. So you should probably look at the I'm not sure if it's inbuilt though, to be honest.
You haven't had to build any new windows to do that sort of thing, like other topics or. Well, we're going to do it for speaker, I guess, and all that stuff.
What?
Oh, okay. When we talk about speaker characterization, how are we accessing the list of speakers?
That I want to do that actually. The speaker, the data processing is fine, but I would like to, if you want to do the GUI for it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
If you want to do that,
Yeah, I was thinking that.
then
I'll just get
tell
it
me how you want the data presented.
Yeah.
Because so we say we've got is at the moment the this I've created two classes, one represents speakers, one represents the meetings, and the information about both is contained within each object. So and then they it writes objects, and the objects contain all the information about the meetings and speakers. So the speakers that are at the meetings and the amount they speak, and then the averages are contained with the speakers. So there's two separate classes as well.
Okay, yeah.
And they're
So
two different objects, and you can recall they can write the advice to the objects, and then you call the objects back, and they have those returned objects have all the information that they need, and then you can call methods to return whatever you want.
okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Or everything,
Okay.
but that's what I wanted to know, what's the easiest way to have data.
So
Map.
have you already calculated all this data, or are you supposed
Yeah,
to do
it's
that?
basically all
Okay.
calculated in. And all stored objects, so dot object files.
All right.
Okay. Which means you just would call the and our null construction, call the load, and then call it back, and you can create a list of them or vector or whatever. And then just call them one at a time to populate the window. But that's what I wanted to know, what format do you want the data to come back in? Because it can come back as almost anything.
Well, when he was talking about like having architecture that things are going to plug into,
Yeah.
I mean, so that things are all modular, I mean, it would be a good idea if we use that same idea for anything else we would want to
Yeah.
continue the searches or whatever. Just
Yeah,
any sort of thing, I mean, search results if they're all in a particular thing, like a name, certain properties or list of properties, like
Yeah.
your.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can have it so that it returns you a. Because at the moment, the main data structures are hash tables for the meetings that say it's got one that says percent, it's called percent talk, one's percent noise, and one is percent participation. Do you see what I mean? So, and then it's got inside, it's got a link, it's got the speaker's name, and then it's got their percentage for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it can either come back as a, you can have the hash table, or you can have it returned as a vector, and it will say noise, just a string's noise. X percent. We'll say a vector that's cool, I don't know, whatever. You can either have it, like an embedded vector or array of strings, and each one represents one person or whatever. What the easiest thing to just have, how you want to display
Yeah, I can do it though. I mean,
Yeah, just a matter of deciding what would be easiest.
Yeah.
All the way around.
So whenever we open a window for one speaker,
Yeah. See, that's the kid. How do we generate with that? If it's in that format, that speaker, it's speaker. Speaker is the controlling
Yeah.
thing, not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So all of this, all that's calculated as well, so the speaker objects.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's easy. So I'm quite amusing actually. The influences are. I lived in Germany for 6 months, don't know if that had any effect. I spent too much time talking to Brits. So and then all that's calculated as well. All I have to do is get the dialogue back. So then does this, how does this, how is this box populated? Is it populated by the one present or the one hide item?
The one present.
The one present.
Well, then we could do, we could do the one hide item.
Because at the moment I'm using, there are methods that say, for our using for our presence, it says like get talk time, and you text a name, so that you call the meetings method that's a return that, and that will populate that, which would be an easy thing to do. Can you send for that?
I mean, that would be implementing what you said, that you want to see per topic, you want to see which one spoken most, so you could. You can zap through these topics.
Meetings. Yeah.
And it would come up then how much they spoke, and you could pick the one that.
Yeah, that would be easy as well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I'll just leave in lots of methods that'll just return one number at a time.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So, random things like just return talking time.
Yeah. Get talking time.
So each time you're going straight to the XML files for the information? Or
no, it's stored as an object file. It presses a whole lot offline as an object.
Okay.
And then they're much, much smaller, only about one K.
So that's all just pre-processed?
Yeah, it's just pre-processed. And then it's just each one for the object's got a return, bunch of return methods, just recreate the object. It's called a load method.
Okay.
So what you do is you call a null constructor, because if you call the proper constructor for each meeting, it goes off and does all the processing and stores own
object.
Right. And then, if you call the null constructor, then you call load, and you call load on whichever one or all of them or anything like that.
Is it for the entire corpus? Or is it just like individual ones? Like one object for
one object for each meeting.
Oh, each meeting.
Yeah. Well that yeah.
I wonder if that would be useful for some of the other stuff there.
It just tells you who participated at the moment, it tells you who participated and the amount they participated in the signatures.
Can you put in there what topic was spoken as well?
Yeah,
I can use that for the topic in the
Yeah, that would be too. But that would cause a problem with anything that wasn't under the topic.
That wasn't what?
Or just return a null or
another topic specified, default, yeah. there are some default outlines actually, that'd be
Because at the moment if you right click on the topic window. Popping open a window which gives you a list of all the meetings containing that topic.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That would be a problem. And then you can do a search over the meetings, over the objects. Because that's the thing. These are so small that you can load each all of the whole lot and do a search over the whole lot to find who was anything more, no problem, or what topics were in what meeting. So it doesn't crash the thing.
So how would you calculate that? Would you do the summarization as you populate it?
What
yeah,
the
global
statistics comes out of that, don't they? Because they just sort of meet the.
Oh right, so that is all stored together.
The speaker class knows about all of that stuff.
Oh right, okay.
And the meeting class knows about that stuff.
Sounds good. So have you done these yet?
No, I don't know.
Just going to decide on what
we want. I thought the other stuff was more important.
Yeah. So it's all
usable now. No, design the GUI first, because the problem is if you change the classes, the object serial numbers change and you can't reload the object, so all the processing has to be done over again, and I haven't quite finished it yet, so it would become out of sync and get a bit funny. If I gave you it now and you worked on it and then I changed it and ran the thing again, you wouldn't ever be able to load the object back up. And then we have multiple copies of objects where it goes in a bit.
Well, let me know when it's really usable.
But if you want to make a picture, you can do that without anything.
What do you mean a picture?
Just
the
picture.
Yeah, but it's not going to take
that. That doesn't
do
anything.
Yeah.
Well, I won't take that. But only I'll need to have done all this stuff to you first. Because of all the objects we're looking at.
Sounds good. So where is that stored in the...
That's on my hand version.
On your hand version, not the...
No, I can't. Okay. Wait for me to put it in.
actually I came up with my stuff as well. I just have to make one change to your file just to load this one instead of the default.
Alright.
So it's 2 months ago.
Yeah. What are you wanting to write that in directly, or what do you want to do with that?
What do you mean?
If you want to change my code.
Oh yeah, just the one thing that's like the action for
you,
loading up the search
thing. Do you want to change that the original embed file in, or?
Yeah. Well, your version.
Have you done that now, or?
No, I did in my directory.
Okay, so not the actual one, but a copy of it.
I have a copy, yes.
Okay, yeah.
But I was going to update my own just, yeah, it just makes sense that.
Well, just tell me when, because I usually work on my own copy.
Right, yeah, and then
all the day, and then update it without checking if the one in the share.
Yeah, I haven't made any changes to it.
Okay.
I'll just make that one on the chat.
Yeah.
Like I said, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And then you can play. There's not much to do. I have to get better results.
So is that what you're working on now, to present results nicely?
Yeah, and just to wire in the topics and the other slides.
You mean the highlights and stuff?
Well, also, yeah, like that as well. So, yeah. So I'm just want to find out what kind of objects that there's more of it for the other ones. So, I'm going in and out. So,
yeah. Actually, for any text area, whatever it is, they define some handy highlights on that. So, you've got different highlights. You've got, just look at the what they wrote about it. They've got like user highlights, selection highlights, claim highlights, something else. So you can quite easily, if your text area is called area, you just do area dot set highlights or something, you know,
okay.
Something like that. That's the way I did it, to highlight, to cross highlight to a topic and transcripts.
Okay. There's a few more things to do with that right now. Once Granola gets the index, then I was going to account for it. I'm just wondering if you had to, well, the way you're doing, I was going to ask if the way you were doing it, you were loading like a new corpus each time for each meeting, but you're doing the object, so you don't need to. Just, because if we do have, like, the averted search says that there's, you know, 10 documents, or we have to load each of these 10 corpora, just to do the individual next few search.
That might have some crashes in China, but you'll have one crashes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's a bit dumb if you can fool it. If you load up 10 different engines simultaneously, you can do that fine.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But you can't do them. Yeah. Can't do them if it picks any one, because then it's about the amount that each. You have to kind of call a new class and then it will get it fine. But if you don't,
no,
you
that's
yeah,
yeah.
It says, okay, oh yeah, I've got all this space.
Otherwise,
it goes, look.
Talk to you,
man. It's a nice machine.
Spent too much time talking about it, really. Mm. Alright, well, I've been doing some random pop-up windows for the speaker characterization, which is good, so I can fill that in now.
Okay.
The windows are all there now, after
lots of
doing.
Oh, they've done it, okay.
Well, you know, just the pop-up.
A pop-up.
It's different, yeah. Because it basically has to set up like whatever 10 pop-up windows in memory, as in already initialize them, because there might be 10 speakers that all have to have different windows in. Oh. And I'm working on when you click on a topic to see a list of the other topics of the meetings that topic was mentioned in. And I have a question about the. Said we wanted a start screen.
Mm.
What kind of start screen do we want? I mean, do we want some general blurb about welcome to the browser or something?
Where's it more like it's the browser. some speech and some music.
It's a bit too long.
Yeah.
We have to, yeah, while we're debugging. but or something that just sort of guides them to the most obvious things.
Yeah. So do we want, yeah, maybe we could write on like the, what is it called? called the top of the window saying, welcome to what you guys are.
Yeah. Or a switchboard that comes up that's just a blank floor like that with some buttons on.
Yeah.
Maybe a meeting, maybe a search, maybe something else.
Yeah.
Also a tune.
Yeah, how? I mean, at the moment the way it is, it's a drop down menu, as you see.
Yeah.
With all the, and that, because it's the dialogue class that you use there.
Yeah. I was just going to ask if we should assume that they'll want to load a meeting first, but not necessarily, I guess if they're doing a search on the entire.
I mean, I think they should have two options, either load up a meeting that they choose, or do a search.
Yeah.
And for that, when you've got the results, you click on something and
that. It's cheaper than FT says, need you to have a meeting loaded before they'll start doing these searches.
Yeah.
Well,
we can.
Does it? Oh.
Yeah. You can't, the only thing this search is a night object model, and the only time you get one of those is you load an observation.
Probably even. But it shouldn't be too hard to put a check in there. And if it doesn't load, then you force it to load it.
Yeah, which we, it doesn't, that way you could use the inverted file search to return a list of meetings and then use one of those to load a search.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't.
Can you not get this non object?
It has to be an observation, and even if you go, you can go and search the whole corpus from that, but you have to have, it has to start with something for some bizarre reason. The engine, there's only one, there's only one search method to the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
The engine class only has.
I suppose we wouldn't want to use, we wouldn't want to use it at the beginning anyway, because we don't want to search locally.
Yeah,
globally.
Yeah.
So,
obviously, not meeting
it. Well, no, then they would open the meeting first, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they have two options, either pick one meeting or search globally to find a meeting that they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, well, the things I mean, just be looking for a word and, you know, if it shows up 10 different meetings, then at that point they'll probably want it. Like,
yeah.
Do we want to, like, if it up by default goes with the first one and they want number 5, up the ones that we return to, maybe that's 1, 3.
No, but why would we want default? I mean, just.
Well, like, to load up. Like, the thing is, I think, like, when it loads up, it'll load up the transcript window and whatever. Right now, I think just the topic ones. Although the time is probably more caused by loading the actual data. So I'm just thinking if it's kind of, like you're saying, you have to have a non object, right? I mean, where you can search it out.
Yeah, but local search.
Yeah.
We can't do local search, right?
So you can load it down by button.
Yeah, but the global one feeds into the local. So if we're getting any useful data, it's going to be doing a search on each of those files. So it's going to be loading up each of those one at a time to get the data.
But yeah, the global inverted file search gives the non object basically to the local search. Right?
Yeah, but it could be time consuming, like if there are 10 documents that.
Well, yeah, that's always going to be the case of search.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives one at a time, anyway.
Well, just thinking of somewhere we could, you know, attach the results in a nice little format that will make things a bit easier. But the thing is, I mean, if we've got that, then it's going to be needing really to load the entire corpus for that meeting. If it's trying to show us where those were, if it's trying to highlight those in the text, transcript or whatever, then we're going to have all that other data in there. So each time we're going to search window, we have like, you know, 10 different meetings, you know, the word wireless comes up, go to meeting one, and test it. The normal object, next one. I mean, that's gonna.
Yeah, it's not too slow though, it's not too bad.
Okay.
I don't think that'll be too much of a problem.
It always seems to be slow loading up the first 10 things, like that's all.
Yeah.
It's just sort of loading up, testing, trusting us, and shut down, loading up. So just sort of based on that. But if it doesn't take that long, it's not too much. Alright.
I mean, you can, you know, the option is to do a search in the way that if you do a global search, the first step only return the meetings, as in not even the meetings, but the name of the meetings.
Yeah.
So, you know, say you want to search for the word language, then it gives you as a result all the meetings that contain the word language. And then you can decide, well, I want to search on this and this and this meeting, or only on this meeting. Or
yeah, make it strings for as long as possible. Then I'll do the thing on there actually, so then it needs to pass the steps.
That makes sense. And that way, if they know specifically which meeting it is,
yeah.
At a certain time.
Yeah.
because I'm sure they don't wanna have the extra loading time either, if they can avoid it.
Definitely.
So, or they can check mark against the ones they wanna change.
Did we think about better names for the meetings?
Well, I think they were in the text, we can probably do that ourselves and just sort of immediately, you know, just do a.
There is yeah, in one of the papers they have names such as
Do they agree with that statement?
Yeah. Like the working group that it's part of.
One of those.
Yeah. Okay, that's right.
And probably
just even better understanding or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a working group.
I love that.
I wanna see the meetings about them better understanding.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
So, yeah, I put that in already too.
Okay, that's good, that's good.
So, yeah, again, concretely to the startup workings window.
So who would have the IDS, I mean the DS document frequencies for each one?
Well,
do you actually need the frequencies?
Yeah, to do what to Steve talking about here.
Yeah.
To do the topic. No.
Oh, right, that right, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how is that? I mean, do you think you'd have time for that as well?
Well, the thing is, if it's been done.
If somebody's done the keywords, so it was the IDS or the DS already, wouldn't
yeah.
be not too well to
there's the class you're trying to get to work on Friday. They did have a lot, and it was sort of built in and just had some trouble getting it running properly. But it had sort of all that standard sort of stuff, but last I heard it wasn't working. But she was going to look at, you know, more straightforward sort of thing that really just fulfills what we needed to do, but if we need the, if we do need the frequencies.
How do you do an inverted file search without the CS running?
I don't know.
Think you need to
know.
What
would have been more of a risk
though.
The amount that they occur over 10 documents, basically. The amount the.
What's a sample?
DF is the document frequencies, the amount that each one occurs. What is it? Term frequency is the amount that it occurs. In one of them is the amount that occurs in each document, and the other one is the amount that occurs generally. So, the more it occurs in specific documents compared to its general score, the better, more informative it is about
the same. So, the general score would that be for the whole language or for
the
whole
core process called
okay.
Good data.
Well, you know,
yeah.
frequencies.
Plus the stop list, so you remove stuff
yeah.
that doesn't uh-huh. like
okay.
and then there, which is going to have a basically equal score.
So, what would the, if we had these fake topics, what would they look like?
Bunch of keywords.
Bunch.
Yeah, probably the easiest.
Just a list of like
keywords
or something.
Yeah, keywords are pretty trifle.
What's the I in TF-IDF?
Inverse document.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, term frequency inverse document. I did do it once, I do have a Java class that does it for something, I don't know whether it will work.
Because
right.
that would be really handy then, we can actually test it when we use it, as opposed to just doing
yeah.
it and not using it. Because if you just have the segmentation, that's great, but we can't
yeah.
we can't compare it to the hand annotated, you know, the hand
yeah.
segmented at all.
Yeah. Also, keywords give you a whole new type of search. You know, do keyword search, but you can do keyword search could be topic search, couldn't it? Could be the same thing. Instead of we just search for keywords and when they tell them that the suggestion topic is correct, you search for keywords.
Yeah,
that would
work really
nice. I suppose even calculating the what's the space of course not going to the easy bit is that's probably easier to calculate than based upon in their whole occurrences in the corpus is to calculate the topic because you don't have to integrate as
mm,
much.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, definitely.
Information. No, you can do search without TF-IDF, you just can't rank the search.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm
thinking too. Do we need to? I mean, we're just
looking
for new stuff, I guess.
No, but isn't that what the idea was in the first place, rank the results? So that
sort of, but then the main idea was more like to just bring it up, speed the search up, because the next year the whole of the corpus was just not moving.
Yeah, but that might slow down. Ranking might slow down.
No, but the general inverted file.
Yeah,
Oh,
it still uses an
yeah.
identifier, but it ranks the results by the amount, by
That would
that
just
time.
be a nice extra.
Yeah, I thought that was part of it, but yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I don't think they have that in the document.
No, they didn't.
True. So what? It's only interim.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I guess, if you if that's not part of it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have time.
Yeah, most
Cause I'm only
time.
gonna do
Yeah,
this
I mean,
when I've got time anyway, so.
Cause I mean then it would give you, like, if you search for a word, it would give you the meetings, but also how often that word occurred in that meeting. That would be so useful.
It'd just give you a rank, it would. That
Yeah,
was the whole point.
exactly.
Well, no, actually, cause
So
the thing is, I mean,
this is your top one, this is your bottom.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're just looking for when it happens in a meeting, if they're looking for a particular term or something, they just wanna know if that term exists there and where does it exist, I wanna see it.
Yeah,
Yeah, but it
yeah.
would
Is
be
it,
useful
but
if you
how informative, that TFIDF is an informative score, isn't
Yeah,
it?
you c- if you have if you search for language and you return, like, you know, basically all of the meetings, you wanna see where they actually spoke about it, where they just mentioned
But
it once.
if it's like a two-word term, does a TFIDF
Depends on how you treat the compound noun.
It's not a compound noun, it's just two words together. I don't know. I don't know. Just something like Edinburgh University. Yeah.
That's a compound noun.
Edinburgh
Sunny
language.
Day.
Sunny
yeah.
Day, yeah. Like an adjective, yeah. In its most simple form, it would do separate rank for each one, each term. You could make it more complicated and make it different.
It's not making it more complicated.
And then add those up.
Because the thing is that the way we were doing it, we were just looking for the words appearing in each word in the index.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we were thinking
yeah,
about
that
it.
Way.
And then it's just saying, were these two words in any of these documents? And if it was, then we go closer and do that. Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah.
To look for the exact term or the regular expression. Or
I guess just do some of the. The individual TFIDF for each term returned, and that generally will be a bit crude, but it will give you a score. And the higher, the more informative each term is for each team, it will give you.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty crude anyway. It's just looking for. But it's all it's going to do is look for separate. Oh, because then it's going to go into the NXT section.
Or we choose the list of meetings that we wanted to search to do that.
That's true. So yeah, that's pretty.
Like, I just wonder if it's going to give us something cool, then you know, it's really cool. But if it's sort of like, if the NXT search is still going to be run to find these terms or these, you know,
groups
patterns.
Without doing any,
Or also, like, do wildcards work for something like that? So if you're looking for wireless, wired, blah, 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 you do wire with the star line. Actually, that's a problem for me, too, so.
But the idea is that gives you an informative score, but how you combine that is up to you. I guess there's lots in the literature. If you would, there's a whole load about it in Manning and Schultz. They've got a whole chunk about it. So just IR is basically. They've got a big chapter. If you haven't got it, it's on content.
Yeah, I've got some.
Hundreds of PDFs.
Do PDF, switch it to PostScript, switch it back to PDF. Okay, so that's okay.
So, to come back to the stamps. I'm very unsure about what that should look like. I mean, we want to, for the part where you can choose the meeting, what kind of information do you want to have about the meeting? I mean, the longer name, obviously, if there is one, because they don't all have one. What the users that spoke? Users that took part?
Yeah.
Then that's probably pretty much the same for the same group.
Probably, for the most part. I mean, there'll be a set of people that do a subset of people.
Yeah, just to give them an idea, a general idea of what there is, and so they can pick a particular
Search for stuff, or start working on
it. Yeah, I guess so.
Or browse. Okay, like search, browse. Like if you're looking for something specific, like, is that what you're thinking? Like if they know exactly where they want to go to, you know, that meeting on December 3rd, and they just want to go there and see stuff, then they can immediately browse that.
Yeah, I want to look at the meeting where so-and-so spoke of that. Some sort of research group. I want that first meeting to look like.
Browse by meeting, browse by the one, browse by speaker. Like, no, I'm just thinking of different ways we can do that, like different buttons on the top, like if they're looking for a particular person, particular working group, particular whatever. And we just we could break things down like that to that level of detail if we want. Or we could
My
make it more
thing with
general.
that, yeah. Because we just wanna have a way of because as soon as they've got loaded their first meeting, they can browse through that quite nicely.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking like initially when they load up, what are the range of things that they'd wanna do?
Yeah.
Like if they're part of X working group, the one getting there, do we wanna save preferences?
What do you mean?
Well, if they're part of BDB working group, they're gonna wanna look at the BDB ones, that's gonna default to that.
Well, how are we gonna know that?
Based on what they did last time.
You can have side preferences.
Yeah.
You can have side preferences, I guess.
But that would defy the whole point of browsing, right? If you only want to look at.
Well, I call it favorites.
Yeah.
You can.
Well, you just scroll down the list and find your favorite one, I mean.
Yeah, it's not enough information, is it?
Not like they come back every day and do the same browsing.
What was that? I forget. Okay, well, no, I'm just getting back to sort of what can be on the startup screen.
Yeah.
Like there's just a range of things we could do, we could have like search options, browse options, and then just, I don't know, just playing around with plugins. And then we can tie this into our evaluation tasks. So, well, if you want to search for a meeting or search for a user in any particular meeting, then do this, blah, blah, blah. So we can, yeah.
Oh, right.
Sort of,
okay.
You know, bag them. It's just like, hey,
well,
my task is to do this, and there's a button.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it would be quite good if it has, yeah.
I wasn't gonna put any, you know, any help in there, any sort of explanation of how the browser works, to be honest.
No, well, that's not what I'm suggesting.
So
I'm just saying, like, these are just, like, a lot of programs, well, kind of lame programs do have that sort of thing first, just because I don't want people to have to go through all the menus and search themselves and just, like, do commonly used tasks,
actually.
Or just exit and just let me use the program.
But I mean, the main thing what you want to do is to view a meeting, right?
Oh, or search something.
Search.
Yeah, or search, yeah.
So
yeah,
even if it just had two things, just said one said take straight to this meeting and have a text version of things, we all drop down maybe. And then another one that said search, and then instantly you find it on search.
Like a find specific meeting.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or one, yeah, or one.
Yeah, that all happens on the search.
Yeah.
Basically, either the user knows which meeting he wants to look at, he just clicks on it, or he doesn't, and then he searches for one that sort of.
Well, the other thing to do is just have search as the default, just it opens in the search window, and that's the interface, and you just go from there.
Yeah.
And then that brings up the browser after you've searched or something. Or with a search, but the search window could have on it something that said just. As a drop down menu that says just a go button that said take me to this.
Oh, I see
what you mean. So the
inside search menu, yeah.
Yeah, so the only thing that comes up when you finish is a, when you start, it's just one window like that. And it's got all the search stuff right down there. So this is the search.
Mm-hmm.
Just all here. And here it's just go to wherever and the go button. And then from there it takes you to where you go.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yeah. And then at the top it says welcome to. Welcome to our browser.
Yeah, that looks about right. But I'm unsure about how to put all the information in there.
Drop down
menu. But we want all the information about the name, the long
name. Oh, you want
the users.
Well,
yeah,
we don't actually have usernames, do we? Or are they all these codes?
No,
like
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe if they know the codes in other in other courses.
Yeah, that's cool.
In case like that, we do want drop down, we don't want them to type them. And why multiple?
No.
Okay, you're just looking for one specific.
This is Google. If you want to search, you search. If you want to look for one meeting, just look at it.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah, as I said.
That's two. That's. Well, you have two. One is one one there, but we've got two, one obviously one is a speaker and you can choose and go go for go or go for the other. Can't go for both.
I'm not saying you can pick a user. But you should come up with some list, but an extended list of the meeting. So, you know, you have BDR, whatever it's called, whatever you want. And then it gives you the longer name, blah. And then it gives you the, you know, the participants.
You could do Microsoft Spy and hold it over and then it pops up a thing.
Oh.
I was thinking that. But then...
Is that complicated?
No, it's not. It's all complicated.
It's
all complicated, yeah. I've not tried that yet.
That's open, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that very. Is that not annoying? If you have to.
Get out of the bloody way!
No,
yeah,
yes.
Yes.
We do that a lot, don't we? No, but, you know, to search for a specific user, you have to hold your mouse over that one, wait for it to pop.
Yeah, that's annoying. But that's why you could just have a list of your users then. And you just say, I want to look for this user. Okay. Find me, and then it pulls up a list of all the ones who've got that user. And then you search them. But then you do a search. Maybe just leave it. Just have them deleting names there. And don't worry about the speakers. If they're doing speakers, they're doing search. It's not the same as doing a quick access.
Yeah. Yeah. And just being able to have some basic information on
it. Yeah. Or you can have a text box there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that updates.
Yeah, as you go over there.
Then
that doesn't get across
the
thing.
Yeah,
maybe
that's the best idea then.
Yeah.
So you've got a drop down menu, a search button, not search, go button. And then some sort of field which updates and actually depending on what you've got highlighted.
Yeah, the full name and the speakers.
Yeah, that's the
speakers. You can do all of that without even ever going anywhere near loading it.
What does NOM actually stand for?
I think it's a like object model.
I think in that case it's the right corpus.
It's the right corpus. Yeah. Not right corpus, and then you've got night right elements.
You've got lots of NOM something, and then night something, and then N something.
Yeah, so the N ones are interfaces and the night one, one of the ways around, one's an interface and one's actually an implemented class. Because you go back enough. And the what's the name of the weekend? The API is all right, but there's not a lot of description in it. It's very good.
No. Most of the descriptions are hints to each other saying, you've got to update this, Jonathan. this is unintelligible.
Yay! Yeah. So you end up just it returns a N. Text box. Okay, what's that? No, it's an implementation of an N text.
Yeah.
Interface. What's that? No, it's an extended version of it. Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
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 It's
not very
good.
Right. So, anyone else got anything to say? Do we want another meeting at the end of the week with Penna?
Might be useful, might it?
Yeah.
And Friday afternoon or
something? Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to do quite a bit of work this week, so I'll probably want to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
mean,
and we won't have to have the meeting with Steve on Tuesday, or at all. So, do we want to arrange this, get this one earlier? Maybe?
If
you like. Well, we can just discuss that on Friday if you have.
Friday?
Yeah, sure.
What time?
Just after.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Usually
running.
Need a break. Yeah.
Although, well, I don't know because it's loud and trying to get some work done. You need to put on all that stuff.
Yeah.
Doctor's appointment at 10 to 2.
Right.
What?
Friday
like
morning?
Yeah. 3 o'clock? Or you want to get
I don't know, maybe I do, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think she's got a class at 11. We've all got class at 3. Let's have a class at 12.
Have
So we say break it up, and then if there's a serious problem.
Or we could try one, we could try shortly after. Well, you know, well, yeah, well, it would be a long meeting. Would you want to? No, probably. If one's bad for you, then.
No, that would only give us like. What? We should probably do that.
Can we just
repeat briefly what we've spoken about? So we've done a progress on the speaker characterization. Who does the speaker characterization? We mentioned topic labeling with keywords.
Yeah.
We discussed if the set should be ranked. And Michael, do you have anything else?
There's just sort of the basic implementation stuff that I was wondering about. That sounds, it should be fine. Good question. Did we decide whether it should be ranked? No? Or no?
Well, basically, not unless you've got time for it at the end.
Yeah. Well,
it'd be nice at the end.
I kind of think it would complicate things quite a bit and not bring us a lot, just because if it is like independently doing the words for a particular document, it's not really getting them together. Like if someone's looking for a particular term, I don't know, just don't know if it would bring us that much.
I think it would.
Also?
Yeah. I think it would. It gives you the most relevant result.
If they're looking for, like I say, sunny day, and you know, sunny shows up with a document, day shows up with enough together. Or if they are, it just doesn't. You're looking for that term, and relevance is kind of irrelevant because if the term shows up, it shows up.
No, but for things like if you search for language, then you have some topics which have as a some meetings which have as a topic language. They specifically speak about language and they use that word like in every sentence. And then you've got those that just mention it briefly like once or twice, saying, my language is German or something stupid that you don't really want. So you want to distinguish that somehow. Or if you're not,
Yeah, that would help enough
for single terms, it would be very
useful. Yeah.
For multiple terms, unless you want to do something. There will be a way of doing it for multiple terms.
For multiple terms, we can just do something really simple. I mean,
Or you could do it and override it by the. You could just ignore the ranking if it doesn't show up together.
Yeah.
Or you could penalize it. You could just put
but
a.
But you still have to do the search, you still have to do the NXT search.
Yeah, you do the NXT search, so it doesn't come together.
Yeah.
Either disregard it or put a weighting against it. So if you how many pairs you get.
Well, it wouldn't show up on the search results if
yeah,
it just didn't exist.
So they just.
Just disregard it. You just do it really simply, You'll have the
results.
We'll
have to talk to Bruno about this.
Yeah.
See how she's doing this. Because we are using that. I mean, it does make sense for that, but.
It doesn't have to be all intelligent.
Yeah.
Because some things are going to get a lot of results.
Yeah.
And if the one that you got just happened to be at the bottom, it was actually the most relevant one. Something
well,
like that.
Was also.
Sure.
I mean, if it's. Well, yeah. Yeah, okay, switching. I know we could actually put that like on the list of meetings that get returned. If there were 15 meetings of languages, and it's going to show you the language and rank them.
Which is the
hardest. Okay, let's see.
And also, if there's something like sunny day, if sunny and day aren't mentioned together a lot, but sunny is mentioned once, that its term will be low and will push down the other one if you combine them, if you just add them together.
Well, the things, I mean, that'll be exactly how we're doing it now. Like, we're just looking for the two words separately and see if they exist in the same document. If they do, then there's a possibility that they occur together. And then we do the NXT search on that document.
Yeah, but you have no ranking system at the moment, so if something's an amazing, highly ranked thing from the TFID, if it could just be ignored because it falls off the bottom of it. I'm assuming you only have, you should return all results for all, say you type language and it returns 75 meetings.
Well, breakdown's not doing anything, so I don't know what.
Well, it's not that many meetings.
But
yeah, there are 70, but there are 75 meetings.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
So yeah, if you return 75, where do you stop? Or how do you rank them or something? Or returns 20, even if it returns 20, do you pay for 10?
Yeah.
Do you rank them?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
What's the threshold?
Look through them all.
Through them all.
It would be useful as well for a word like language that might occur in all of them, but you want to find the one that actually contains it usefully somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you still want to be able to search for the word language. Well, we'll discuss it here on Friday.
Is that it?
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Done.
Tick.
Tick.
Okay. Time up already.
Does anyone know where?
She's just across the way.
So you looked at the SPT coursework?
No. Well, very briefly, I mean, I worked through some of the stuff just as class was over. Well, there's, he's trying to figure out working. Does it get fun? Well, I just did the basic, like, manuscripts.
So it doesn't, hasn't given us a thing that says what we've got to do yet?
I don't think so. Except that I've got a document, which maybe we'll get removed from the